Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the NJ Podcast. This podcast aims to share stories, tips, and insights about achieving success while having fun. From topics ranging from personal development to business, entertainment, and sports, the podcast will have conversations with experts and people in their respective fields. The podcast will also share insights from Jabra James's published and upcoming books. The tagline, which is the theme of the podcast, is "Success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal." This means that you are doing what you have always wanted to do because it is aligned with your highest values, and this is the only way you can live a truly fulfilled life. Your host, Jabra James.
What up, NJ here, host of the NJ Podcast, and I'm a speaker, author, creator, you know, and I just love having a lot of fun now. And I'm here to say, unequivocally, without any equivocation, without any hesitation, that I'm here to tell you that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. Let me tell you why. He went 6-for-6 with 6 finals MVPs. He never allowed a game 7. And now these youngins are going to come and tell me that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. He lost 4 finals. He got swept twice. And let's not talk about the 2011 finals, okay? Let's talk about the 2011 finals, where he wet the bed for 4 straight fourth quarters, where he was guarded by Jason Terry and J.J. Barea.
Shout out to Stephen A. Smith. That is when people are trying to have this debate on who the greatest basketball player of all time. And also in the field of football, it goes crazy around Ballon d'Or season or World Cup season, where you have people arguing, saying that Lionel Messi is the greatest football player of all time. 8 Ballon d'Ors. But not only that, it's how he plays on the field and how he leads his team. He's won every single international trophy there is. Whereas there are some people who say that Cristiano Ronaldo is the greatest football player of all time, the highest goal scorer ever. He's done it in 3 different leagues. Well, he's trying now in the Saudi Pro League. And this debate never seems to end. And then you also have the boxing fanatics who some will say that Muhammad Ali is the greatest of all time. And some people may say, quite blasphemously, that Floyd Mayweather is the greatest boxer of all time. Come on now. And then you put all these different people and all these different camps in a room, and the debate will go on forever. But these good debates are fun, I must say. These debates are a lot of fun to have. But from my perspective, I just want to look at why this GOAT debate, especially in the sports and the field of entertainment, especially in entertainment, some people are coming out and saying that Beyonce is great, better than Michael Jackson. Some people are killing those people who say that Beyonce shouldn't be considered in the same sentence as Michael Jackson. I don't know why that's even a conversation to be had. But these are very fun and passionate conversations that people can get killed. You can be murdered for having an opinion that's different to anybody else. And while they're very fun, they're engaging, but a perspective that I want to share today on the show is that I think it's useless sometimes. I think this entire GOAT debate is completely useless, and we may not ever get to a point where we all understand and universally agree on who the greatest of all time is in whatever field, whether it be boxing, whether it be football, whether it be basketball, whether it be the NFL, whether it be music, dance, entertainment, DJs, music producers, authors, actors. We may never ever get, but we all love these top 10 lists, right? But because we have this innate need to have somebody first. But I want to share a couple of perspectives as to why the GOAT debate is ultimately useless. The first one I've got here is subjectivity. I'm not sure that there is a universally agreed upon criteria for which determines who the greatest of all time is, right? Because a lot of these factors, they're all subjective to different people. Some people consider statistical achievements, personal values, impact on the sports or in the field, and even sometimes nostalgia is a very, very, very big impact onto how some people view who the greatest of all time is. And that renders this GOAT debate sometimes useless. Let's go back to the basketball debate, right? In the 90s, some people will view the 90s as the greatest era of basketball without question, right? They'll look at that and say, look, it was a tougher league, it was better defenses, and it was very hard. The Eastern Conference was hard, and Michael Jordan stopped, I think, something like 36 Hall of Famers from getting a ring. He three-peated twice, and then there was Space Jam, and then there was the shoes, and there was the culture of hip-hop. And then those are the people who are quite aged. And when I say aged, they've been around longer than some people. Then those people who are LeBron enthusiasts, LeBron James enthusiasts, who grew up a little bit later on. So that nostalgia hits them because they believe that LeBron is the greatest in their era. And all of these criteria said tend to be subjective. I'm not too sure we can all agree on what are the objective criteria that we can use to determine who the greatest of all time is. So the first point about why the GOAT debate is useless is subjectivity. The next point I'd like to share is that there are different eras and different contexts. Different eras and different contexts. Now, like comparing different athletes in different eras is a bit difficult to do because it's not like we can take players from today, put them in a time machine, and then ship them back to the 50s or the 60s where they can play. Now, you have to understand it's different socioeconomic impacts, it's different technologies and different rules and different ways of playing. So, for example, let's take basketball as an example, because this is where the GOAT debate gets really heated. Let's take basketball. Back in the 1950s and 60s, where Bill Russell and the Celtics went on and won something like 11 championships in 13 years, it was a completely different era. There you had less players in the league, you had less teams in the league, and you had less playoff games in the league. So then now Bill Russell went and won 11. And then now we move into the 90s era where you've got different rules and different players and people are more athletic and there's more technology and there was a bit more money involved. Now in today's era, in the 2020s, there's a lot more money and people are a lot more athletic and people view the games a lot more. And some people say it's quote unquote softer. Now, the problem with trying to compare different eras is that you never will ever really know. It's not like we can put LeBron James versus Michael Jordan's teams to play each other in their prime right now. We will never actually know. Some people say that Steph Curry's Warriors would beat the 1996 Chicago Bulls. We'll never really know. So that is why it's very difficult for us to say definitively who the greatest of all time is, because statistically and in terms of the way the game is played, we will absolutely never know. Michael Jordan, who's considered the greatest basketball player to have ever played, when he was asked about this GOAT debate, he talked about this whole comparing of different eras and different contexts. He said that him being called the greatest player of all time, basketball player of all time, is a bit disrespectful to Oscar Robertson, Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Bill Russell, all those players, because he never had a chance to play against them, and he will never have a chance to play against them because it's different contexts and different eras. You know what I mean? So if we would look at the football analogies, if we look at, for example, the Ballon d'Or in football is used a lot to judge who is the greatest football player alive within a calendar year. Back in the 1950s and 60s and 70s and 80s, even up until the mid-90s, no player who was playing outside of Europe was eligible to win the Ballon d'Or. So that's why guys like Pele and Maradona were not able to win it. Versus in today's era, everybody's eligible to win it. So because Messi has 8 and Pele didn't have any Ballon d'Ors, that means Messi is better than Pele. We'll never actually know. So that's why this GOAT debate becomes a bit useless, because we'll never actually know, because it's different eras, man. Then one of the reasons why we will never really have a definitive GOAT is the lack of universal criteria. Like, in order for us to have a greatest of all time, everybody in this discussion will have to agree on who is the greatest of all time according to set criteria. So then now, there's no universally accepted criteria or metrics to measure greatness across all fields. For example, in basketball, people will use, do they use points? Do they use championships? Do they use team play? Do they use team chemistry? And all of these universal criteria, they seem to shift and they seem to change over time according to the debates that are being had. Some people may value longevity. Let's take it back to the basketball debate. You know, I've been watching a lot of basketball videos and getting into that. So let's take basketball. So then LeBron James has played, I think, about 20 seasons now. The longevity is insane. But so did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But then are we going to take that longevity? Are we going to say longevity is a criteria? Some people say yes. Some people say no. Some people say the impact over the time that you played, your peak, it determines who the greatest is. So based on this lack of universal criteria, my view, it means that we will never really know who the greatest of all time is. We can only speculate, right? Then another reason why I feel the GOAT debate is really moot and not productive and we'll never get there, because it's predicated on sometimes diminishing other people's achievements, right? So then you'll say, for example, we'll take Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. It's very hot. It's very debated. And so people will say Messi's the best or Ronaldo's the best. But then those two sets of fans, they'll look to diminish another player's achievements. Why is it that we cannot just accept that we have great players? We are watching the greatest era of the greatest players. They are playing together, and we cannot just accept and appreciate the players playing. Because when these two legends retire, it's going to be a very sad day for all of football, right? So, but then I don't know what it is about human beings and human nature always having to be a number one. We cannot seem to just not only just accept that this is a great player, but we always want to diminish another person's achievements. And that is why the GOAT debate is a bit useless, because you always have to tear down somebody else. You can't just say this player is great, but this player is always great, right? The other reason that I feel that this GOAT debate is really not going to take us anywhere is because this is infinite loop, right? GOAT means greatest of all time. Say it again. It means greatest of all time. The last time I checked, time has not ended. We are still living. So in 10 years from now, we may be having different conversations on who the greatest of all time is in basketball or football. We may be having a different conversation on who the greatest of all time is in different fields, because 10 years from now, we have fresh talent. New criteria may evolve. New rules may evolve. New ways of playing may evolve. We may never actually know who the greatest of all time is, because it's an infinite loop. We've got new players. We've got new talent. We've got new ways of working. And it's just going to be an infinite loop until time ends, until Jesus Christ comes back and stops all time. We will never actually know who the greatest of all time is, right? Then also, we've got the sixth reason why the greatest of all time is absolutely useless. I'll tell you why. It is emotional bias. A lot of emotional bias goes into the greatest of all time debate. I mean, like in the 90s, kids who grew up in the 90s, people who grew up in the 90s, from a basketball perspective, will unequivocally, without any hesitation, tell you that Michael Jeffrey Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. It's not even close to them. It's not even close. He went 6-for-6 with 6 finals MVPs. He never even allowed a Game 7. He shut you down before he got there. You know, then they'll be referencing Space Jam. I love Space Jam. Personally, I like Space Jam 2 wasn't that great for me, but Space Jam was really great. And then it was the culture, it was the shoes, it was the hip hop, and it was also the lack of social media where you saw Michael Jordan play and then you didn't see any highlights the next day, which goes back to the point about different eras and different contexts, right? So a lot of people will look at everything that they went through from an emotional perspective. And human beings are emotional creatures. And once they're imbued in emotion, it's very difficult for you to get them out of that emotion. So a lot of people have this emotional bias. For example, like when it comes to Lionel Messi, a lot of people have got a lot of emotional attachment to him winning. I was one of them. In fact, I am one of them, unapologetically so. I was so emotionally invested in him winning the 2022 FIFA World Cup that it was heart-wrenching and gut-wrenching for me to watch that final. When he won, I fell on the floor unashamedly and I cried for 15 minutes straight. That's right, I said it. 15 minutes straight. I cried for 15 minutes straight because I put my life and my story into his story at an emotional perspective to say, Lionel Messi, you have to win because I want to see someone finish the game of football. So from that perspective, if I'm always emotionally imbued, I'm always going to argue that Lionel Messi is the greatest football player of all time. And it's going to be very difficult for me to say 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, if somebody eclipses objectively his, well, according to what objective criteria we have, eclipses his achievements, I'm still going to be hanging on to the emotional ties that I have to Lionel Messi winning the 2022 World Cup. A lot of people still feel that way about Maradona. They feel that Maradona is the greatest football player to them, until it took a monumental effort from Lionel Messi to win. And this emotional bias is not going anywhere. There will always be a hint of emotional bias. Some people may be emotionally attached to LeBron James or Steph Curry, or they may be emotionally invested in Muhammad Ali. For me, from a boxing perspective, I love Muhammad Ali, so it's very difficult for anyone to come tell me that Floyd Mayweather is the greatest boxer of all time or Sugar Ray Robinson is the greatest boxer of all time for me, because I'm so emotionally invested in Muhammad Ali as an athlete and what he meant and what he stood for, what he achieved. For me, it's very difficult for me to say that anyone is a greater boxer than Muhammad Ali. So that emotional bias renders this greatest of all time conversation moot. And then the seventh and the last one is that this whole greatest of all time debate, it neglects team effort and the system and the players, coaches, strokes of luck that are involved in helping that player win and succeed. So Cancel Court is a very, very great series for you to go watch online if you get a chance for you to do so. So basically, it's an improv comedy show where you've got a mock courtroom, you've got a judge, you've got a bailiff, you've got a jury, and you've got two lawyers, and they're making the case for who the greatest of all time is. In the basketball context, we've got Ryan Davis, I believe, and Tony Baker. And they're arguing for LeBron James and Michael Jeffrey Jordan, respectively. So in the part two, it's very funny. Please go watch it. I'll drop a link. Please go watch it. So Ryan Davis is a very masterful debater. He uses a lot of stats and data and background information. Tony Baker, love him. He's so funny. So Ryan Davis, in his closing argument in the second part of Cancel Court, he said that Michael Jordan is a great player, but we neglect the system around him that allowed him to be successful. For example, he had a great defensive players, and I believe it was Horace Grant as well as Dennis Rodman. They were great offensive rebounders, and they were very great just rebounders, period. And then you had great shooters such as Tony Kukoc as well as Steve Kerr, who all shot 50% from the field. And you had Scottie Pippen, who was also a great player in his own right. And then you had Phil Jackson, who created a great system around him to win. And then you remove that system, Michael Jordan doesn't win a championship. That's what the argument is. And that brought to my mind to say, we will elevate a player, but we will forget about the system that was around them that allowed them to win, because this is a team effort. This is a team sport. And so we neglect other people's achievements, you know? So that is why I believe that this is very difficult for you to... It's very difficult for us to get to who the greatest of all time debate. We can go back to football and look at a player that I believe is completely underrated, Angel Di Maria. Di Maria is an Argentine player. He played with Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. He won every trophy that they won, not individually, but from a team trophy. He scored in the World Cup final. He scored in the Copa America final. He scored in the Finalissima. And he also is a gold medalist. And I believe he won the Under-17 World Cup, I believe. He is such an underrated contributor and a player. And we undermine his contributions to the game and helping Lionel Messi win as well. And then also let's go back to the 2022 World Cup, 2014 World Cup. Here's why Lionel Messi won the 2014 World Cup, and this is why I'm not too sure how Gonzalo Higuain can live with himself. I'm kidding. So in 2014, in the final, Lionel Messi could have won that match. He easily could have won that match, but he didn't. Why did he not win that match? Gonzalo Higuain missed a one-on-one chance against Manuel Neuer. So then, if Higuain wins that one-on-one, scores that goal, Lionel Messi is the greatest of all time to some people a decade ago. And then now in the World Cup 2022, yes, Lionel Messi was great. Yes, he was a man of the match. Yes, he was phenomenal. By far the best player on the field. However, he had a great supporting cast in terms of Enzo Fernandez and that boy Julian Alvarez. And then we cannot forget how Emilio Dibu Martinez saved two penalties in the final. And he saved that 1-1 against Kolo Muani. Had he scored, France wins. But he saved it and he saved those two penalties. Everyone did play their part and he won. Lionel Messi and Argentina won the FIFA 22 World Cup. So this whole greatest of all time debate sometimes doesn't take into consideration all the other contributing factors that allow people to win. Okay, so that is why those are the seven reasons that I believe that the GOAT debate sometimes is useless. It's a lot of fun. I love having this debate and I love saying inflammatory things just to get people's reactions in on it. I remember last year saying that if LeBron James won the chip last year, he's the greatest of all time, no question. They demolished me on social media, but I say stuff like that just to get a rise out of them. So that is why I believe from my perspective that the greatest of all time debate is sometimes useless because of subjectivity. We played in different eras, lack of the universal agreed criteria. It tends to diminish other people's achievements. There's an infinite loop and there's emotional bias, and it also tends to negate other people's team efforts. It negates team efforts. So that is my take on why the GOAT debate is useless. And I will see you on the next episode. Tell me who you think. Who is the greatest football player of all time? Who is the greatest basketball player of all time? Who is the greatest boxer of all time? Just who is the greatest of all time? Just have that discussion and have that debate. I love having people on the show so we can have these debates on it. But for me, maybe I'll share my take on who the greatest of all time and all the different fields on in a different episode and different show. But thank you very much. Also, yes, remember that success is the greatest. Success is the progressive realization of where the ideal. That means you're going after what you've always wanted to go after because it's aligned with your highest values, and that's the only way for you to live a truly fulfilled life. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on this episode on the NJ Podcast. Make sure to visit the website, the njpodcast.captivateair.fm, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, all the other podcast platforms, or via RSS so you never miss a show. You can also find the video content on the YouTube channel and Instagram page. That will be Njabulo James on YouTube and Njabulo.j.ngosi for Instagram. Please subscribe and follow on those platforms as well. And while you're at it, if you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on the podcast platforms, or if you'd like to tell a friend about the show, that will help us out too. If you'd like more information about published or upcoming books, visit www.njabulojames.com for more information. Please reach out if you'd like to share what you would like to hear and which guests should be invited to the show. And remember, success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal, which means that you are doing what you have always wanted to do because it is aligned with your highest values, and this is the only way you can live a truly fulfilled life. Now just chill until the next episode.